Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting. Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, a lot of discussion about another housing development in town. I say another because there's a lot going on, but one that's going to be situated maybe not where most have been recently. A lot has been on the west side of the community. This time, going on the opposite end of the spectrum to the northeast side of town. Let us know about where the Timberview development is and ultimately what council approved this week.
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you stated, the City Council did approve a development agreement for the new Timberview residential development. And just to get the listeners up to speed, you already alluded to this development is located in Northeast Pella. And the exact location, just to get to zero in on that, the residential development, the proposed development is just located north of Hazel Street and East Park Lane. So it's right where Hazel Street terminates at East Park Lane. And what's being proposed, and generally the area is just east of the Pella Golf and Country Club also as well, Andrew. Now, well, as far as what is being proposed, is the developer's proposing 36 new residential homes, and they're also proposing to dedicate one of the lots to the city for an eventual city park as well. Now, considering this item, it's always important anytime you talk about new housing subdivisions to talk about the needs for housing in our community. And traditionally, housing has always been a need in Pella, and that's certainly what we've heard from the city's large employers, is the need for additional housing in our community. Recently, we've had a housing assessment in our community and identified roughly 966 housing units that would need to be constructed by the year 2025 to meet housing demands. The good news for the listeners is over the last 3 to 4 years, we've made significant progress on that goal. And up to date, we've approved approximately 480 plans for an additional 480 housing units for the city. So when you look at the goal through to get up to 2025 and the additional 966 housing units, we're about halfway there, Andrew. The other thing that the other index that we really look at in measuring the need for additional housing is, according to industry standards, the tried and true method is to look at the amount of buildable lots that are in your community. And as a rule of thumb, industry standards generally recommend anywhere from 3 to 5 years worth of supply or buildable lots within your community. And the reason for that, Andrew, is it takes a significant amount of time to bring a new housing subdivision online, approximately 2 years on that. The first year is generally dedicated towards conducting the necessary engineering and receiving the legislative approvals. And then you have generally in the second year is the construction of the public improvements. So when we look at that index and we compute out what it equates to Pella, is the index tells us that we should have somewhere between 180 to 300 units. Currently, we have 111 units. So between the housing assessment that identified additional housing for Pella, in addition to where we stand currently with buildable lots, we believe that additional housing is still needed in Pella. Now, as far as the development agreement that we have and what was approved by the City Council, is it's very important for the listeners to understand when we talk about reimbursing developers for housing subdivision, the city's reimbursement is almost exclusively targeted towards reimbursing the developer for public infrastructure. And it's been my experience that the construction or the cost to install public infrastructure is one of the biggest impediments to new residential subdivisions. In this case, when we look at the Timberview subdivision, the developer is going to be required to extend Hazel Street to the north. In addition, there's also two other public streets that will be constructed as part of the development. Now, the cost to do that is right around $2.5 million, and that equates to about $69,000 per lot. Now, what the City Council proposed was reimbursing the developer through property taxes generated from the new houses within the development on it. So these would be new homes that would be built within development over the next 15 years for about 70% of the cost of the public infrastructure. So the city's reimbursement was right at target at $1,750,000. But to do that, I want to stress to the listeners, is the developer has to build $2.5 million of city streets. They have to dedicate them to the city of Pella, and then the development needs to build out as well. So when you look at it from a risk perspective, a majority of the risk is still lies with the developer in this matter. But again, when we look at city incentives, we always look at the need for housing. In this case, we believe housing is needed in Pella. It's still a strategic priority of the city of Pella. And we're generally excited about the development, Andrew. We think it's going to be a positive addition for our community.
Well, and I did want to address just some of the concerns that were brought up quickly in open session. I know a lot is talked about the transportation concerns, knowing that there right now is no access to Main Street from that area, that there's only really the one road south to get to the development, north and south, and that obviously this is another TIF project on top of another TIF project on top of another, and I know those are the two primary concerns. What is council working on with that? And as I understand, phases of the project may address some of those concerns too.
No, those are all very good questions. And first of all, when we talk about the phases of the project, this is phase one. It is 36 homes. Based on our traffic analysis that we perform through the preliminary plating process, we believe the existing street network can handle the additional 36 homes on it. But when you start talking about phases two, three, and four for the development, or any additional phases on the development, what's been discussed with City Council on that is eventually the need to connect Hazel Street over to Main Street to the northwest on the development. And where we've left it with council, again, with phase one, we believe existing infrastructure can handle the additional traffic from the 36 homes. But when you look at additional development on that site, potentially phases two through four on that site, we'll also be considering that connection over to Main Street as well on that.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcast and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.